Welcome back to the Midday Show, and what a great pleasure it is to welcome the singer-songwriter, vocalist, and New Englander, as it turns out. Welcome to the Midday Show, Juliet Hawkins.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let me read this bio that I'm just sort of winging off the top of my head here, and we'll get right to the details of why we're talking in a moment. Juliet Hawkins is a captivating vocalist and songwriter based just north of Boston on Cape Ann. And has spent more than a decade honing her craft, intertwining her personal journey of pain, pleasure, and radical self-acceptance into her original music all across the United States. I could go through a whole bio, but I know that you are currently on a tour, which is to, I assume, just do what you are supposed to do, which is to play for people and introduce them to your music. And you're going from Vermont to Virginia on this leg. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I was actually my friend's doula in Virginia, and
Wait a minute, what?
I was trying to find a way to supplement the cost to drive down there and take a few weeks off of work, and so I made a tour of it.
That's awesome. And Juliet, one of your stops is at our much beloved venue, the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, this evening. What time again?
Going on around 7-ish to
Okay.
8-ish.
That's a good time-ish. Just get there early, get a drink. They have a great bar. Grab a bite. They have a great kitchen, and then enjoy the songs, your songs. I don't know. Well, tell me a little bit about your background. I know from when we spoke before we got on the air that you have lived in different parts of the country over the years, and I imagine that's had quite an influence on your songwriting.
Totally. Yeah, I left the East Coast about a decade and change ago. I was kind of in and out of a bad scene and needed a fresh start. So I moved to Wyoming and fell in love with Jackson Hole, started working on the mountain, started writing music, and stayed there for about 3 years until I felt it was time to move further west and landed in San Diego for a few years. I joined a Clapton and Cream tribute band there, and
I hope you have a memoir coming because I really want to read it.
it was a good experience to learn how to kind of work a stage and learn about rock and roll and blues and learn how to set up a back line and harmonize. And after a few years, I was like, okay, I've got this like inclination, just doing it as a hobby, but doing it as a job. And so I moved to Nashville. And having not gone to any sort of formal school, I felt like I needed to be around people that were better than me to get better. So that's off to Nashville I went with a poorly recorded EP and from my friend's garage, and built sort of most of my music career there for another handful of years. And really kind of learned how to put a band together and learned how to compose, learned how to produce. And after a few years there, I moved to back to California, a little closer to LA this time. I was living in Long Beach and playing up in LA, and that's where I ended up putting out another couple EPs and music videos and ended up recording a live album, which was kind of one of my dreams. So that was cool.
I'm thinking bear with me. I'm just thinking out loud here, but I'm riffing. But what might be an interesting tour someday would be, all the towns I lived in. You could just go back and revisit and make it like that's an idea. You can use that. You don't have to give me any credit. Kind of kidding around,
A
but
word, a third. I do have to give you credit.
okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. I work in independent radio. I can't be too proud, actually. But and some of the early influences that really inspired you as a songwriter.
Honestly, I really, I dove into Eric Clapton. I definitely fell in love with Bob Dylan, Lucinda Williams, Bonnie Raitt,
So
a
always
lot.
kind of had a foot in the rootsy music and
Definitely.
solid songs, solid crafted songs.
For sure.
I mean, maybe Dylan was a little bit like looser, but definitely, is well,
Poetry.
he's a, yeah, poetry and on the Mount Rushmore, right? Of all the great,
I think so, yeah.
songwriters and And once again, Juliet Hawkins is going to be performing at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Is this a part of the state you're familiar with, the Hudson Valley and Catskills, or are you familiar with it? Have you spent much time in this area before?
You know, my sister lives in Larchmont, and in September, I
Oh,
did a
okay.
tour with another songwriter through Woodstock, Kingston,
Oh.
Cooperstown, down to Brooklyn and Montauk. So I've always loved New York.
Yeah.
You know, I've spent some time because of my sister living there, and then that last tour. But I felt to close out the tour in New Paltz was special, and the Lemon Squeeze is kind of a gem to me. So I was stoked. I was stoked to get the gig, and as most independent artists know, with working without a booker or an agent, you email maybe 200 places, and six or seven might get back to you, and that's
Right.
the nitty gritty behind planning a tour.
Absolutely. Sure. That makes sense. I guess, when you're, it's upon you to really forge relationships when you are at venues. So, hopefully you
That's
can come
right.
back, So tell me a little bit. We're going to play one of your songs after this. Tell me a little bit about the writing of this song, Mad Men, that we're going to play.
Yeah, I'm stoked. This new tune comes out on Friday, which is my birthday, March
Oh, happy
20th. It's
birthday.
also the spring equinox.
It
Thank you.
is.
Spring equinox, and yeah, and the end of retrograde for any star
Oh,
friends
thank
out there.
God. Thank God.
It's
I can we I well, yes, very happy birthday
feels
tomorrow. Go
Thank you.
ahead. I asked you about the song, I guess.
Yeah, it's I honestly I A lot of my music goes all throughout different topics. I have a song about my dog Bernie. I have a lot of songs about
Named
drugs,
after
recovery.
any other Vermonter that we know, or
Yes, a special guy who believes in healthcare for all. Really basic, common sense stuff. Big fan of Bernie Sanders, and my dog carries his legacy. So, you know,
and
I
free
have
healthcare
tunes
for
that.
dogs, I say too, while we're at it.
Yeah, exactly. Animals.
Nobody ever includes them in the conversation.
Equal
Go
rights for
ahead.
everyone.
I'm sorry, I'm stepping on your story.
That's
Okay.
okay. But
Yeah.
yeah, I feel like I've kind of gone stretched topics on everything from addiction to recovery to the love of my dog to heartbreak to sexual empowerment and female empowerment. And this song is heavily rooted in the current times and
Right.
you know, speaking up on behalf of the people, and that I think we've been divided for so long and bought into
Yes.
this
Right.
two-party system when really, like, the people need now more than ever to come together.
Interesting. It's the way you're describing it, it seems like the two-party system, there's almost an inevitability that we would have gotten to this place where we find ourselves, which is just the worst. And maybe we need a like a 10-party system, or no parties, or one party system, just brother and sisterhood,
That part, yeah.
what can we expect tomorrow? It's just a solo show, I presume, of all originals, or
Yeah,
okay.
it'll be all originals. I might throw in a couple. I'd love to
Huh?
reimagine classics. I have on my last live album, I did a rendition of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train.
It's a good one.
Yeah, and I have a rendition of Heart Shaped Box by Nirvana I love to
Oh,
do, but
wow. Yeah.
so I kind of like to stretch the genres and eras, but I'm really going to focus on my original stuff.
Right. Well, you've certainly got an original coming out tomorrow on your birthday, and hope everybody at the Lemon Squeeze and people listening who attend will sing happy birthday to you. And, and even though you're giving them the gift in this case, which is your music and your performance, I wish you great success. And please stay in touch, or when you're back in the area. I hope we can get you back here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to come back. I made a bunch of handmade merch. I have little clay ashtrays and trinket trays and hand painted t-shirts. So hopefully some of my future and new Paltz friends will buy some merch and want to have me back.
Well, we will for sure. You can always come to the station and play the here, That would be just great.
Would
And
love that.
all right. Well, thank you, Juliet. And again, at the Lemon Squeeze, 7-ish tonight. And And people can go to juliethawkins.com, is it?
That's right. Yeah.
And you're on, I'm assuming, the Insta and all those things.
That's right. Yeah. Wherever you find your music,
Right,
YouTube,
bit.
Apple Music, et cetera, Spotify, whatever,
Right.
you can catch that new song coming out in
And here
2020.
is wonderful. And here is a world premiere. Well, this is released tomorrow officially. So thank you for giving us the world premiere of Juliet Hawkins' song, Mad Men. This is the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.